In CI News this week, a top lawyer warns that Liam MacArthur's assisted suicide bill discriminates against people with disabilities and breaches their human rights. The Equality Watchdog instructs multiple organisations to comply with single-sex space regulations. And a British toddler with Down syndrome will feature in a US billboard campaign to tackle prejudice. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 29th of August. I'm Angus Saul. A top lawyer has stated that Liam MacArthur's assisted suicide bill discriminates against people with certain disabilities and could be challenged under human rights law. The Christian Institute commissioned a legal opinion on the private member's bill from Tom Cross KC, who said that, as it stands, the Scottish legislation is not compatible with the European Convention on Human Rights. This is because suicidal thoughts or suicidal ideation are a known symptom of certain disabilities, meaning the legislation does not protect the right to life of people with such conditions, nor does it protect them from discrimination. Simon Calvert explained the significance of the legal expert's comments.
Tom Cross's legal advice is a problem, I think, for Liam MacArthur's bill because it confirms that the bill discriminates against disabled people, and specifically those whose conditions manifest in suicidal ideation. The thing is that in Scotland, if the Parliament passes legislation that breaches human rights, the courts can strike it down. So, yes, I think that Tom Cross's advice is a big problem for the proponents of this bill.
The Equality Watchdog is taking regulatory action against 19 organisations for wrongly suggesting that men and women who say they are transgender can access single-sex spaces by gender self-declaration. According to the Equality and Human Rights Commission, the organisations, which include policing, education, healthcare and public services, must respond with assurances that policies will be withdrawn. The news comes as whistleblowers from University College London warned that trans-identifying students can still use men-only or women-only changing rooms or toilets under the university's policy. And guidance on HMRC's intranet also recently came under fire from gender-critical campaigners because it advised employees who have transitioned to use the toilet appropriate to your new gender. However, the City of Edinburgh Council has issued new EHRC-compliant guidance for single-sex spaces in schools. It said the Scottish Government's position on trans-identifying pupils was in conflict with the law. Marriage breakdown is driving the increase in poor GCSE results among white working-class pupils, according to the Centre for Social Justice. Writing for The Spectator, Edward Davies, the centre's director of policy, laid bare the impact that family breakdown has and its prevalence for this generation of young people. He explained that the disparity in results is not ultimately an education issue. What does correlate with exam results in every ethnicity is marriage rates. The more stable your home, the better you do. Davies went on to highlight a myriad of other negative impacts from the decline of marriage, including on homelessness, crime, and employment. If you are willing to look, it's not hard to find declining marriage at the heart of almost every domestic challenge we face. And finally, a child with Down syndrome from Chelmsford will appear on a Times Square billboard to raise awareness about the condition. In one of the busiest locations in the world, the campaign by the National Down Syndrome Society will display 500 pictures of people with the condition. 2-year-old Violet will appear in the montage, and mother Rebecca shared how thrilled she is that her daughter's picture was chosen out of over 2,600 entries. She's not had the greatest start in life, so it's going to be amazing to see her up there. It's all about promoting understanding and trying to educate everyone that having a child with Down syndrome is not the end of the world, it's actually a real joy. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.